Gracias, presidente. Me disculpo.
Thank you, Chair. I apologize for asking for the floor again, but in my first statement, I don't know. I didn't make any specific proposals, but I see other delegations have done so, so I will do so myself. Now, on the chapeau, our delegation has never agreed to say that the meetings that are decided upon have to be specified as being in-person format or not, because it is the meetings that decide that. And so the part that it says in-person format in accordance with the regular practice, in our view, is superfluous and unnecessary, because I think it's a question of budget, and I don't think it's necessary to put that in here. I think to resolve the issue of subparas A and B, which is very important to us, perhaps the proposed language should say, in accordance with the meetings, and take out relevant decisions. Because in the final analysis, the decisions are taken here. They are not taken in the meetings on the protocols. Yes, they do take decisions, but those are recommendations submitted to us. So I think the way of resolving the problem that we've seen concerning Protocol 5 and Protocol 2 this year would be best resolved by just saying, in accordance with, we don't have to say the relevant decisions taken. I would ask the secretary to please put in square brackets the phrase, the relevant decisions taken at or by. That entire phrase should be in square brackets. Yes. Oh, up until by, only to the word by. Thank you. Because I think we can say, in accordance with the meetings, we don't have to say whether they were in the form of decisions or not. In subparagraph A, from a legal point of view, we support the Russian stance that indeed this meeting cannot convene a meeting of experts of a protocol. But this gives rise to two existential issues. We have the problem with Protocol 5, and we're not in agreement with any balance between amended Protocol 2 and Protocol 5, inter alia, because we pay for both meetings, even though we're not a party to the amended Protocol 2. Therefore, I think we would have to have an alternative proposal here to the one put forward by the U.S. delegation, which would say in subpara A, please put A bis that would read as follows.
Inciso A bis.
Subpara A bis, which would read A bis. A bis. Please put it up higher before subpara B. A bis. And it would read.
Sobre bases.
On an exceptional basis, a meeting of high contracting parties to Protocol 5 will be held for a debate on the basis and the mandate of the group of experts of 2021. Please say, concerning the dates, will be held. We're flexible as to the dates. And we should put 2022, which was an earlier agreed upon decision. I'm going to read it over for you in English. I think it'll be easier.
Después del debate, diga on the base of, the Monday, at 2022. Y poner un corchete para.
And then put square brackets around the date. After this phrase, we could have a semicolon, and then put the proposal put forward by the Russian delegation in the earlier part where it talks about the costs. We could replicate that phrase. I think it was in subparagraph. I apologize. It was in D, I think. Can we just use that sentence, the same sentence, and replicate it here under ABIS? Under, yeah, ABIS.
Y quizás solo poner un corchete.
And then put square brackets. I don't know if linguistically this would be best. Will be held. And put square brackets there for the date of the meeting. We have no difficulty with the 6th of December as proposed by the Secretariat, for example. But we should perhaps put that in square brackets.
Y ahora le explico.
And now I'll explain exactly the reasoning behind our proposal. Our proposal is that if the high contracted parties to CCW do not have a mandate to convene a meeting on the protocol, they do have a mandate to organize meetings on protocol.